The measure is really targeted at Dane County, where the Board of Supervisors approved a policy that prevents employees from asking county residents their immigration status when they seek some kind of assistance. West Bend Republican Senator Glenn Grothman says he thinks that's a strange move and one that sends mixed messages about the country's immigration laws.
I mean, it's just like saying this is a law that should be ignored and a law not to be taken seriously. And the immigration laws should be taken seriously. And the laws against hiring illegal immigrants should be taken seriously.
Grothman has introduced a plan in the waning days of session that would let workers in any county ask residents their immigration status. This would nullify Dane County's don't ask policy. Dane County lobbyist Mickey Beal says it will also hurt some people who need county services the most. For example, women who are seeking counseling for domestic violence. Beal says the county doesn't go out looking for undocumented immigrants to help, but it doesn't turn them away either.
We do not go out with a blowhorn and say, okay, everybody who's an illegal immigrant, please come in line and get these services. It doesn't work that way. We do not ask if they're an illegal immigrant if a woman is calling because she's been beaten by her husband.
The measure now heads to the full Senate. Another plan that may get a vote in the Assembly this week would force people to show proof of their immigration status to get any public assistance from the state. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.